The Moral Subversion. By Ray Pompa. There is a subversion going on in the world today. A subversion of the family. A subversion of morality. A subversion of anything and everything that is good and right in the sight of God. There is a war going on that we can't see. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Yet the evidence of the war is all around us in plain sight. Especially here in the United States and the free world in general. You don't need to go any farther than your local area news broadcast, or listen to the conversations of your secular acquaintances. And then it becomes apparent that the real victims of this war are the ones without Jesus in their life, because they are the ones being denied the truth of eternal life. The enemy's strategy is very simple. All you have to do is change the definition of what is right and what is wrong. Today the call for justice and change is not the justice and change it used to be. Today justice and change are in direct opposition to the Word of God. For example, the sin of homosexuality is now the new morality. Leviticus 18:22, Thou shalt not lie with mankind, as with womankind, is abomination. But now anyone who opposes gay marriage, for example, has now become the enemy of justice and morality. It used to be that stealing property from hard-working people was wrong. Exodus 20:15-17, Thou shalt not steal. But today it's justified as reparations. Take what you want by force from anyone or any business. It's justified as reparations. It used to be that killing innocent people was wrong. Exodus 20:13, Thou shalt not kill. But today, killing children in the womb, even up to the day of birth, is just another form of birth control. In the Christian world, and I refer to those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, our sins have been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. However, in today's secular humanistic society, our sins have been eliminated simply by changing the definition of what sin is. In other words, sin has been eliminated altogether by creating a whole new social system. It's called socialism, or in its purest form, communism. In communist China, crosses are being taken down from state-controlled churches. If your church is not registered with the state, you cannot hold church services, and it's illegal to have home services or witness on the street without being arrested. This is how they control the narrative. In the United States, there's a move to limit the type of subject matter that a minister can preach in the pulpit or risk losing nonprofit status. Current IRS tax rules state that tax-exempt 501c3 organizations, which include most churches, are absolutely prohibited from contributing to political campaign funds or making public statements of position, whether verbal or written, in favor of or in opposition to any candidate for public office. Doing so could result in the denial or revocation of that church's tax-exempt status. It's being suggested also that anything political could include such things as abortion or gay marriage. One headline on NBC News in 2019 said, O'Rourke, former presidential candidate, says churches against gay marriage should lose tax benefits. In the United States, just like a lot of other countries are trying to legislate morality to fit their own agenda. This is why sin as defined in the Word of God must be redefined by the new socialist elite, because it doesn't conform to the new world order. When sin becomes inconvenient, it must be eliminated. When the Holy Spirit convicts of sin, the Holy Spirit must be eliminated, because where there is conviction there is guilt, but where there is no guilt there is no change or opposition. This is done by canceling God out of our schools and out of our churches, and out of our laws. A godless society paves the way for the socialist humanistic society dictated by what man wants and what man says is right. Not God's.